monitoring and research center radio program, which is going to run for the next 25 minutes or so. Right here, the program comes away every Thursday this time around. And with me in the studios, I have Esther N. Nyemba. She's a junior researcher. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here with us. How's PMRC doing?
PMRC is okay with a lot of work going on right now.
You tell me about it. Right. So, like many governments in the global south, Zambia struggles with the provision of affordable housing. The national housing deficit stands at 1.5 million units and is compounded by rapid population growth and continued rural to urban migration due to long-term incomes. Over two-thirds of Zambians will need to spend more than the global affordability threshold of 30 to 40% of income to access quality housing, despite having ambitious policies in the past, such as the housing, the National Housing Authority Act and 1996 housing policy. Zambia has not achieved its objectives of producing sufficient affordable housing, especially for low-income households. So that's just a little background on the topic under discussion this morning. So Esther, let's start the program by you telling us, what is the housing situation in the country?
All right, thank you very much, Gracious. As of 2015, the country had a housing deficit of about 1,000, 1,000,005 And I think as said now, it would have escalated to about 2 million, with expected increase to about 3,328,000 by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the country, contrary to the 1999 housing policy, where the country was supposed to be providing about 110 housing units annually, the country since then has been producing about 73,000 housing units, which has led to the shortfall that we have right now.
Looking at the role then, what's the role of the central government and the local authorities in housing development? Because I've noticed, you know, that there's a lot of, you know, construction that is going on in the country currently.
Right. If you look at the role of the local authorities, here we're talking about the councils, the municipal councils and the local councils at like at the lower level. For the local councils, what they are supposed to do is to identify land and areas where these housing units can be developed. When they identify the land, they're supposed to develop it, like provide services such as water, waste management and sanitation. When they identify that land, they're supposed to go to Ministry of Local Government, where they're supposed to present their planning, where this land is, where these housings are supposed to be developed. Through local government, the Ministry of Land is supposed to demarcate that area and give proper documentation. That's when the local authorities and the municipal councils would advertise the land to the citizens to buy and develop housing. Coming to the central government, you know, we're talking about the Ministry of Land, Ministry, then the current Ministry of Housing and Infrastructure Development, as well as the Ministry of Local Government. They are supposed to foster development in these areas by providing enabling policies for both the local councils to identify land for development, identify partners who can finance the development of roads in those areas where they're supposed to be housing development, as well as also like carry out research on the most cheap materials that can be used for building.
Let's look at the measures here. What measures are being put in place to cushion, you know, the housing shortages? I heard you read out the statistics just at the preamble of the program.
You're right. Currently, the government has put up a lot of measures, and all these measures are in line with their manifesto, the 2016 to 2021 manifesto, as well as in line with Sustainable Development Goals. In particular, Sustainable Development Goal number 11 provides for the provision of the, each and every country to provide for safe, resilient and sustainable human settlements. In this context, if we talk about sustainable development goal number 11, it provides for all countries to provide for safe housing and affordable housing, as well as upgrade slums. And if you look at Zambia, Zambia has got a lot of slums, which came due to a lot of migrations, the rural urban migration into like after independence. So there are a lot of slums, and Zambia currently has one of the second biggest slums after Masoweto, which is Makruru settlement in Kabwe. So from this, government has put up a lot of policies which are supposed to cushion these housing shortages. Among them is the 2015 Urban and Regional Planning Act. If we talk about this act, it's an act that is carrying on from the Colonial Act of Town and Regional Planning Act. The Colonial Regional and Planning Act was barely looking at developing and providing services for identified areas. In that time, we're talking about Kablonga woodlands and places where people could just go and settle without proper planning were not provided for. But Urban and Planning Act of 2015 is inclusive of those areas which we're calling like improved areas that were identified in 1981. And then secondly, the government has gone further to create the Ministry of Housing and Infrastructure Development. This ministry is one way that the government wants to use to spearhead the development of housing that has lagged behind in a long time, looking at how a lot of people are staying in decent housing in some of these slums.
Mm.
Yeah, and then the other implementation has been, currently government is carrying out a lot of construction of houses. This is especially to feed into their decentralization policy, where they are building houses for civil servants. Last year, where the government was commissioning a lot of houses in Chilanga, Lilai, and right now there's another project for civil servants that is being carried out in Chamba Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the other program that can be talked about is the one that is being carried out through the local government, through Lusaka City Council, with support from different partners like the African Development Bank, German Embassy, and the Irish Embassy. This program is mainly to upgrade slums, and the project right now is happening in Kanyama Ward 19, where they are building roads, drainages, and waste management. I think these are some of the most programs that are happening right now, and also the time when the president was addressing Parliament, his second session, he talked about the development of a land policy, which would enhance the allocation of land to women, where he talked about the 50-50 allocation of land. If you talk about women, even in housing development, women are the people who are vulnerable to accessing land. So it's like the president is trying to enhance that women should access land, and this is a land that they can use for development of their housing, decent housing, and a lot of things.
Esther Nyembra, Junior Researcher from a Policy Monitoring and Research Center, that is the PMRC radio program. Now, Esther, what are some of the challenges that are faced in the development of the housing sector? I would like to believe that there should be, challenges that come through that you have noticed.
Thank you very much, Keshas. There are a lot of challenges that are existing in the housing development sector, and one of the most challenges is the finance for housing development. The 1996 housing policy had a provision where every year, the annual budget, 15% of the annual budget was money that was meant for housing development. And this money was supposed to be channeled through the National Housing Authority as the only statutory body that was meant to develop housing for the civil servants and any other citizen in the country. But from the time it was established in the 1970s, a few years money was located to it, but like in the recent past, due to budget constraints, money hasn't been allocated to the National Housing Authority, whereby they were forced to get a loan to build houses, which right now are not houses where the low-income households can be able to occupy, because they are being sold at a they're being sold at a high market value of about 900 and something. So most of the low-income households are not able to access this money. And then looking at the loans that are available for housing development in Zambia, most of them are not suitable for low-income households because low-income households lack collateral and the interest rates are very high. The other challenge is a low response to population change. This is the main cause of slums in major cities. If we look at the population from 1990 to present for urban areas, like there's been a lot of increase and the response to housing development has been low, such that a lot of people have chosen to go stay in the peri-urban of the urban areas where they could find affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the lack of social housing schemes for the poor households. If you talk about social housing, we're talking about the houses that the government or any housing developer would sell below the market value. But most of these houses are not available in Zambia. I think there's only one, Habitat for Humanity, currently is rolling out a project where they are building a two-bedroom house for selected poor households, which they could use, and they are able to expand it in the future.
Right. When you mentioned the challenges that you have, shared with us and the listeners out there, I'd like to believe there should be a recommendation for housing development in the country. What would you recommend? What do you bring to the fore?
What would bring to the fore is that if you look at the housing sector, from the time that the 1996 policy was enacted in the very year, it was not implemented due to financial constraints, as well as it had some lacunas here and there. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see a situation whereby the new Ministry of National Housing and Infrastructure, if they could develop and enact this policy, which will provide for planning and development of housing, as right now, housing is not just like a social, it's not an economic need, mm-hmm. but it's a social economic need and it's a human right for everyone. The other recommendation that we might give is government to source for sustainable finance for the housing sector, and they can also go further to carry out research for cheaper building materials. Research shows that three quarters of the money that is spent on housing is spent on buying materials, which are talking about cement blocks and roofing sheets, which are very expensive right now. So the government has to carry out a research to source for cheaper materials that will allow people to build decent housing. The other one, we can talk about the changes of the way houses are being built. Currently in Zambia, we are endowed with a lot of land and we are building houses horizontally, like using a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
So with this new project by Lusaka City Council, where they need to upgrade the slums of Mrs. Compound, Chawama and Kanyama, the government ought to change the way they are building. There's a lot of population in this area. So building houses horizontally will mean there will be a lot of congestion. This means they should take the way of building the houses vertically, like the Kabata flats, such that they use little space mm-hmm. to build a lot of houses,
mm-hmm.
and this will allow for inward construction as well as the building of even like other infrastructure such as malls in these areas to congest the cities.
As we wind up, I think anything else you'd like to say? I heard you mention sustainable goal number 11. In a view, do you think this is attainable? What would you like to say as we conclude?
Sustainable development goal number 11 is attainable because it deals with space in the roles that the local government is supposed to play. So when you talk about space, we're talking about the issues of land. And Zambia currently has a lot of land that can be used for building better houses in the peripheries such as Chongwe, Kafiwe, and Mumbwa. A lot of housing units can be built there for people, and like development can be taken place to those areas. We can have malls, offices, such that a lot of people would not prefer to live in Lusaka, like in these cities, city centers where there's a lot of economic activity. So they can go in the outskirts of town, build malls, build roads, and build better housing, and people would go there to stay, work there, and do their business there. Business, since business follows where there are people.
Yes, I've heard that land in Lusaka is scarce. In fact, there's no land at all, so people have to look around in the outskirts, in the peripheries, like you mentioned. So they have to look out there and probably, you know, come up with houses out there.
Yes.
So as we conclude, Esther, what would you like to say?
What I would like to say is that we are still communicating to our partners in development that PMRC has shifted from corner of Sebo and Bishop Road. They are now along Sebo Road, plot 36, Sebo Road, Kablonga. And you can get through us on cell number 0979-015660 and email info@pmrczambia.net.
I would like to thank you so much for giving us the time to speak with you, Esther, this morning, and I'm gladly indebted. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you very much, Keshas, for having us.
Right. So there you have it then. Esther N. Nyemba, junior researcher from PMRC, that's Policy Monitoring and Research Center. You will be able to join us next week at 9:15 right here on ZNBC Radio 4 with yet another interesting episode of the program. My name is Keshas Mbewe. Good morning.